Welcome to your Saturday Daily. Today we offer you a suite of weekend reads, including an appreciation of Robert Redford and his extraordinary catalog. However much you've already read about the late indie film giant this week, Peter Rayner's perspective on the Sundance Kid merits a look. We also offer some listens. Education writer Ira Porter was just in Tokyo on a fellowship reporting on black male students who study abroad. Ira took his family along, and he recorded their impressions of the city. Also, our Why We Wrote This podcast returns after a summer break. Recall that rich report by Mark Sappenfield from Finland on a collaborative grassroots version of national defense? Mark joins me on mic to explain that story's genesis and to riff about monitor journalism. Here's a podcast excerpt featuring Mark. Find the full episode at csmonitor.com/whywewrotethis.
I'm a strong believer that our, not every story, there are some times when you just need to, just the facts, ma'am, sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But I'm a strong believer that we do need to be storytellers. Our job as journalists is not merely to convey information, but to do it in a way that's compelling, not just from an entertainment perspective, but because the world is a drama in itself. And, you know, these things matter to people, and you want to convey that in a way that the reader feels it. I became a fan of soccer because I did a term abroad in college in Ireland, and I would watch them watch soccer. And, you know, they weren't in the stadium, but they would have their scarves and they would have them over their heads and they would be singing things. And that was amazing. And that's, I have covered a lot of Olympic games and you see the same thing. The passion that these athletes compete with just to me is so infectious in a good way. And to me, in a lot of ways, that's what I'm looking for in stories is that, you know, news happens because people are passionate about something.
It's Saturday, September 20th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. As always, you can find our latest news briefs and reported stories on our homepage, csmonitor.com. Now, today's Monitor stories. Funding the government is ultimately a must-pass priority for Congress, but with votes from both parties needed, it's also an opportunity for the minority Democrats to seek leverage. And pressure from their base is pushing them toward taking a hard line. Cameron Joseph reports for The Monitor. Russia has been building alternatives to Western institutions that it has been shut out of following its invasion of Ukraine. Its latest effort, Intervision, looks to be a more international, if less liberal, version of the Eurovision Song Contest. Fred Weir reports from Moscow for The Monitor. On his first trip to Tokyo, staff writer Ira Porter experienced a sea of skyscrapers and had new adventures with sushi. But the trip's real legacy? Instilling his children with a love of exploration. Ira Porter writes from Tokyo for The Monitor. Listen now as Ira speaks with his daughter in Tokyo about their trip.
What do you think of Tokyo so far?
So far, it's awesome. I love the food and the people are very nice.
Did you meet a new friend outside of the train station?
Yes, I did. She interviewed me about how home back in Delaware was.
Was she friendly?
Yes.
We tried our best to scour the city for parks to trek through, famous sights to see, and tourist attractions like pandas, temples, and even sumo wrestling.
I liked the...
Why are you smiling? You like the what?
I like the temple so far because we got to learn about the temple history and all the monks and what they do here because it's a very precious place for them.
And you also
I watched excitedly as my babies gave it their best shot to immerse themselves in the culture.
You can hear Ira's audio postcard in full from inside today's story at csmonitor.com/daily. Robert Redford always had ambitions to be more than an actor. His legacy, our critic writes, will be as much about his nurturing of new filmmakers as about his movies. Peter Rayner writes for The Monitor. Our book reviewers' picks this month include British writer Ian McEwan's latest, What We Can Know, a post-apocalyptic novel that manages to skip the dystopian clichés. On the nonfiction side, American historian Jill Lepore is out with a sweeping examination of the U.S. Constitution that focuses on the amendment process. For our essayist, learning English as a child meant adopting a new worldview and shedding an old one. Today, she's rediscovering her culture. Contributor Kolpana Jain writes for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Noel Flatt and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.